cool people. The fucking Karens and the fucking
Karens,
whatever you would call the male
the
version
Susans,
of a, you know, whatever you'd call the male version of a Karen. You know, I'm not.
What
I'm
would
not
that be?
They've actually established a name.
Is there a
yet.
Male version of Karens?
Oh yeah, dude.
You think so?
Oh yeah, there's still nosy motherfuckers that fucking whine and cry about shit.
Yeah, there's some uppity ups. That's
you
for
know.
Sure.
There's still plenty of dudes that are willing to fucking call the cops on you for having more than, what is it, 10 people at a fucking group right now? Something like that.
Yeah, I guess. Well, should we fucking hit this rig or what? Should I warm it up for you?
Yeah, let's do this shit.
What'd you think about what he said? A lot of it I agree with.
I think he's got a pretty good outlook on everything, man.
Yeah, he does, huh?
You know. I like the idea of everybody kind of banding together and just... Because that's what I'm down for, dude.
Right? Like, yeah. We're America,
what,
dude.
What race to begin with, dude? We're all human race.
Right. We're all just
let's,
humans.
Let's preface this with that.
Yeah.
We're all fucking one race. We all bleed the same fucking color.
Yeah.
We all have the same...
We're on the same fucking rock.
We all have the same equipment internally that's running our fucking bodies.
Yeah.
You know?
We all have that voice in our head, you know.
Well... I think we could argue that, but that has nothing to do with what race you are.
No, but everyone has that voice in their own mind that they can hear with
no fear.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess I was thinking more in terms of that moral compass.
Oh, yeah.
That voice that tells you right and wrong, you know?
Well, everyone has a different voice. And their environment also will determine that voice. And their experiences.
And I bet you're still real hot. Still real hot. Still real fucking hot, guy.
Yeah, so. Oh, yeah, get it. Waxy.
Waxy.
So.
It's pretty fucking smooth.
What do you think is going to happen after this, presidential election?
You know, I'm not sure, dude.
It all depending on who gets elected. If Trump gets elected, obviously
I think if Trump gets elected, it's gonna be a huge fucking ruckus for a little bit. Uh-huh. But it's gonna fade, just like it did before.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if Biden gets elected, dude,
we're fucked.
It's going to be such a different extreme. And I think we're going to have, like, the societal collapse, dude. Like, even worse than it is right now.
I agree 100% because, dude, that guy is losing his mind. He's going to be a puppet. Not to mention
dude,
that...
he was on a fucking interview on TV one time.
Yeah.
And literally said that he was going to beat Joe Biden.
Yeah, I know.
Really? I can't wrap my head around that. Like,
and then he was like, did you see the Donald Trump ad where it's Biden and he's like...
All his fuck-ups.
Oh, boy, he's like giving this speech and he's like, the only election that we can re-elect... The only person that we can reelect is Donald Trump. And fucking...
I'm Donald Trump and I approve this message.
Yeah, dude. I laughed so hard when I seen it. I was like, what? That's real?
Yeah, dude. That shit really fucking happened, man.
It's fucking crazy.
You know, or the time that he tried to talk about how we're all created equal. He's, you know, we're all created the same from the... Well, you know, the thing.
What thing?
I think he was trying to go along with Martin Luther King's fucking all men are created equal.
I got you. Yeah. Some of the shit, though, he said, he would say, he's like, you're nothing but a lion pony soldier face.
Lion dog face pony soldier.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he fucking went to a big, it was a union fucking, I'm not sure what kind of fucking, some kind of a union plant. They built shit there, but it wasn't.
Oh, Bowling. Yeah. Like, Ian is talking to
when the guy started talking to him about why he wanted to take away people's AR-15s.
Yeah.
You know? And he's straight up fucking. The guy was like, you've been quoted in saying that, you know, you want to take away people's right to have semi-automatic rifles, and you said this and this. And he goes, bullshit. And his fucking, his PR lady was there, dude, and was like trying to tell him to, and he's like straight up looked, and he's like, hush. And he starts like fucking, he challenged him to like take it outside.
Yeah, didn't he?
Literally told him, I don't work for you.
Yeah, I remember hearing that part where he's like, I don't work for you. Then he is, and then there's this other time where he was like talking to, this guy, and he called him fat. Listen here, fat. And he was like challenging him to
push, push-up contest.
Yeah, to a push-up contest.
I mean, come on,
you're running for the president. Like, to be like, the president of a nation. This badass nation, and you're a push-up contest? And then did you see the one where he was
dude,
like,
other countries are fucking laughing at us right now.
Well, dude, yeah, no, yeah, they are. But, dude, not only that, there was another time where they were, like, doing a fucking, what do you call it, a debate or whatever in the really beginning of everything. And he was, and they were questioning him about his age. And he goes, yeah. And he goes, yeah, what about Winston Churchill?
No, yeah, because they said that if he got elected, he would be the oldest president in history. And he's like, what about Winston Churchill? Winston Churchill was never a fucking president.
He was he was not even American. He's a Briton. He's British.
And he was,
and then he goes, "Oh, it's a joke. It's a joke." Yeah, well, you're running to be president. Why are you joking? Especially during these times,
right?
And he, dude, not to mention the dude is racist. I mean,
he straight up told fucking. Said he on live air, dude, said that if you don't vote for him, then you're not black.
You're not black. Yeah. You ain't black, is what he said.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, dude. Like, what the fuck? What is going on? See, this is why I fucking deactivated my Facebook and all that shit, dude. I fucking...
Oh, you don't have Facebook at all anymore?
No, I deactivated it. I was like... On my 30th, I was like, damn.
Nice.
Yeah, I was like, fuck it. So, I don't even know what's going on Facebook anymore.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly. I mean, I do actually want to use the platform to try to get some fucking, some kind of trick-or-treating going, dude.
Oh, dude. We were talking, me and Kaylee were talking about having something here for everyone. Having some kind of, like, Halloween party for everyone, adults and kids.
If you could get enough people together, dude, we could just do a trunk or treat.
A trunk or treat?
Yeah, dude, yeah. Everybody just parks next to each other and fucking pops their trunks and fucking...
Yeah.
You know?
We'll discuss that later, though. But, anyways.
But, ooh. Yeah, dude, like, I was thinking about starting a group, just a fucking, a temporary group to fucking have, figure out a way to have members of the community that don't feel like their kids should be punished for this. You know, as it is, none of them can go to fucking school.
Yeah, and that's crazy.
You know?
And the education, I mean, like, the household, that's putting more stress on the household, that's... The education as it is before all this was pretty shitty. I mean, it was decent, but it's not the best. And now you're trying to...
Are we podcasting yet?
Yeah, we've been podcasting.
Oh, okay, cool. Cool, because this is a great subject, because I have questions.
Okay.
I have questions. How many people you suppose, like a McDonald's, how many people you suppose go through their drive-thru a day?
Fuck. Nationwide?
No, just one store.
One store?
Yeah.
I would say hundreds of cars, thousands of people.
Okay. So, when you go knock on a door for trick-or-treating, you're probably, once a person opens their door, they're probably about the same distance as the person working the drive-through and the person sitting in their car.
Yeah.
Right? And they're probably reaching out the same distance, getting as close as they do to drop candy in a bag as they do to hand out a bag to the customer through the drive-thru window.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're so worried about one night, where on average a person's house isn't going to have as many people as a goddamn McDonald's drive-thru will. Go through it.
Yeah.
Come and knock on their door.
Right? For real.
Right? And that's just one. That's one McDonald's. And then you got Wendy's. And then you got Burger King. And they're the popular ones for the most part. They're probably seeing somewhere around the same numbers of people coming through
there. Pizza joints.
Okay. Now, Halloween is one night a year, dude. We're talking about every fucking day right now.
How about
these fucking drive-thrus?
How about the combination of everything?
You know what I mean?
The fucking Safeways, the grocery stores, the fucking mechanics, the fucking Jiffy Lubes, all the businesses. When it all adds up, right? Overall.
Yeah. I mean, that makes you question why is it that we had to shut down the mom. Yeah, espresso stands have stayed open through this whole fucking shit, right? We got that, what is it called, like Ladybug Latte or whatever it is right there at 112, right by the apartments.
Yeah.
They've been open the whole time. It's a goddamn drive-through fucking strip show, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They sell shitty coffee and like pastries, you know, wrapped in plastic, you know.
Yeah, right. The pre-ordered shit.
And they call them essential because they provide a food service.
I'm sure.
That's how it happened.
Really?
That literally happened, dude.
Because it's a food service?
They provide a food service. Because they have snacks. They have snacks you can buy with your coffee.
They have cookies.
Yeah, exactly.
They
cookies,
have muffins,
brownies, pastries, you know. All pre-wrapped that they fucking probably bought at Costco. You know.
Wow. Essential. Hey, but no one got sick though, right?
That's an even bigger fucking point, dude.
Right?
That's an even bigger point. They don't talk about the massive amounts of baristas coming down with fucking COVID.
Right?
You know? Not even talked about at all.
How much time are we talking for? I still have to do laundry.
Okay, we'll wrap it up here pretty quick.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she's good. Oh, yeah.
And you also don't hear about the massive amounts of fucking espresso stand customers coming down with COVID. Matter of fact, if you think about it, how much have you heard at all about coffee stands?
Not much.
But they've been open the whole fucking time. They've been deemed essential as long as they sell fucking pre-wrapped snacks and shit.
And everyone who works goes to an espresso stand somewhere, right?
I don't.
Well, I don't. I make my own coffee at home.
Yeah.
But
But
everyone, but 90% of everyone else, probably, most likely. Nah, maybe, I don't know, 70% of everyone else.
I make my own drip coffee at home. I like my Seattle's best. Fucking, you know, the breakfast blend.
I got my own instant coffee.
And then, later I might fucking, you know, buy a energy drink or two from the store.
Instead of a French press. Every once in a while, I get an espresso stand up the road from us right here at the show. But they're good. They're local business.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely good to support them, but it's hard for me to do it because I pay...
I don't do it very often.
I pay the same amount for one drink that I do for a... or actually, sometimes more for one drink than I do for a bag of coffee. A one-pound bag of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. Which is gonna brew a lot of pots.
It is gonna brew a lot of pots.
And each pot, you know, I'm pretty much the only coffee drinker, so I make enough for at least 3 cups.
Yep.
You know, so 3 cups a day out of that bag, I'm good for at least 2 weeks.
Fine. Sold.
But I don't even drink that much.
Well, fine. Should we take one last rip and wrap it up? Who are you gonna put, you know, who's this out to? This rip.
What are we doing, shout out bong hits or something? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
I think this one's to all the sheeple, man. All the sheeple that are continuing to let Democratic fucking leadership push their fucking bullshit on us. This is to them. I'm doing it to them, not out of congratulatory. It's more of a, this is for them, is kind of a fuck you.
Here we go.
It just bothers me, man. It bothers me a lot.
So this bong
fucking...
hit is a fuck you bong hit?
Yep.
To the Democratic Party.
To the fucking propaganda pushers, bro. And to the sheeple. All the masses.
Or
you
can't blame the sheeple.
Oh, I can blame the sheeple. I can blame anybody who does not have the ability to think freely.
Right.
Because you're given that ability. It's just whether you choose to use it or not, or you choose more to
it's
rely
whether you
on
choose
popular
to put,
opinion.
Choose to put your head down and just...
Right. All the, you know, I think I'm going to stop calling them sheeple, bro, and just start calling them ostriches.
Ostriches?
Yeah, dude. They just fucking slam their head in the sand, dude.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just it's blind, just blind, deaf, and fucking...
It's easier
mute,
that
you know,
way.
Just...
Why face it? Fuck that.
Yeah.
No.
I'm just going to fucking agree with what these people on TV tell
no
me
matter
to.
What.
And... You know.
Despite what I know what may happen, fuck it.
Oh, people are fucking... Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I guess as a person who isn't willing to just sway with the popular opinion, it's hard for me to fathom how other people do it so easily.
Do what so easily?
Just go with the popular opinion. Don't question anything.
Right?
Just believe what they're fucking told because somebody who they think is important told
follow
them
follow the crowd.
Motherfuckers
well,
are just... fucking idolizing... All of a sudden, fucking basketball players are fucking... Because
if you speak against it, then you're an outcast.
Well, no, dude. These, like, basketball players and shit, and they're all acting like they're fucking... You know, I've gone to school for shit and, you know, like, helping push the fucking prop, even the masks, dude.
You know what it is? I bet they're like, you know what, how we can get rid of school shootings? If everyone was at home.
I think that's giving credit where it's not due because that's actually a moral thought involved in a logical reason.
Right.
I think there's far more to this whole process.
Who knows what the truth is, so you know what I mean, though? Because you don't know because everyone's lying.
Yeah, dude.
On both sides. Everyone.
Just because it wasn't our country that it happened in, this shit has happened already in fucking history, dude.
Well, the thing is, we're all just humans on this rock trying to fucking make it happen, trying to make it in existence wherever we were born at. locally, whether it be in New Zealand, fucking Afghanistan, India, Japan, fucking Norway, Mexico, Brazil, Venezuela, Canada, it doesn't matter. Wherever, somewhere on this rock, Greenland, somewhere on this rock, we're all just trying to fucking make it happen with the fucking environment that we're born in and the cards that we're dealt. And based off of what we are exposed to, ultimately molds us into the person we will become and how we will act throughout life. But if we all just became aware of that fact alone, we can stop that from happening. We can pause. You're okay. I know that there's consequences to this action if I do this. And if I just think for myself and not, like you said, be a fucking sheeple.
Yeah, dude. I think that's going to be my new fucking slogan to roll with, is don't be an ostrich, man.
Or an ostrich. But you know what I mean, though?
Definitely know what you mean.
But, and if people just understood that, and instead of just fucking, like, why? You know, like, why? Everyone's just playing into their fucking hands.
Well, and what's crazy to me is the presidential candidate for the Democratic Party, which actually for in this in our country, the Democratic Party is where fucking slavery and racism fucking started.
Really?
Yeah, dude. For Joe Biden to straight up tell black people that if they don't vote for him, then they ain't black. And calling Trump and Republicans racist. He doesn't know fucking history of his own party.
He doesn't even know history of his own self. He's been there for what, 47 years in that?
Dude. The whole reason, I'm sure you probably already know this, but the whole reason why the Republican Party was created is because the Democrats from the North, and this also eventually led to the Civil War, right?
Okay.
So, the Democrats from the North weren't down with slavery. They weren't down with fucking, racism and bigotry.
Yeah. Okay.
So they separated.
Yeah.
They separated from the Democratic Party, and they created the Republican Party.
Really?
Yeah, dude. And that's around the time when Abe Lincoln wrote the Emancipation Proclamation.
Hmm.
You know?
Republican, okay.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, the Republicans freed the slaves, dude. Straight up. Fact, dude. Google it. Look in a history book.
Man, this is disappointing because I am registered as
a Democrat.
Because when I was growing up as a kid, my dad told me that, you know, the Democrat is for the poor. And
that's the thing, though, dude. Is it really not for the poor, the rich? Man.
And that's just, I mean, that's obviously misinformation. And well, me not just, that's just me not knowing.
Look at it like this, man.
You know.
Take the Democrat and the Republican out. Look at it as conservative, which is the right, which is Republican.
Yeah.
And then you've got the liberal, which is the left,
mm-hmm.
which is the Democrat, the liberal. We want everybody needs to share everything. We need to fucking
socialism.
Take more of your taxes and give it to people who don't work for a living, you know. We need to tax the fucking big businesses, you know, because they make the most money, so we'll get the most revenue from them.
That's why they're trying to tax Amazon.
Exactly. That is exactly why they're trying to tax Amazon, and that's why we're about to fucking lose Amazon.
They can go to China.
Do you know what no, they'll just move to another state.
I guess there's that option, too. Totally.
Yeah, this isn't a federal tax. This isn't a write-off at the end of the year. This is a fucking, you make a lot of money and we want you to share more of it. Now, let me ask you this. If you had a fucking fantastic idea and you put it in place and you rock the shit out of it, and lo and behold, you become a fucking billionaire.
Yeah.
Is it fair at that point, since you had that great idea, you put in the fucking blood and sweat, you know, and then all of a sudden, you're a fucking almost, your business is basically become an entity.
You know? Yeah.
And is it fair that because of this great idea that you had and that you were able to fucking
make it happen,
build off of?
Yeah.
Is it really fair? Because now you make more money than most people do.
It's land of opportunity.
You know?
It's at the land of the fucking...
Yeah, they're just looking at his fucking fiscal year. You know, how much everyone, how much money
has... Everyone is... Look, everyone has the equal... Okay, look, there is discrimination in this country. No doubt. No doubt. 100%. But, that aside... Everyone has equal opportunity to create a business, to make something happen. Hell, you know, going to the fucking, to the business office, the license office, licensing office, it's easier to get a license for a business than get a license for driving a vehicle. Because they're, I mean.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because this business license, what if you're a fucking contractor?
It's too... Dude, it's...
What if you're going and building fucking houses and all you do is you go fucking fill out some paperwork and pay a fee?
That's it. That's all you do.
And then you get to go build fucking houses.
Yeah.
There's no fucking test or nothing of your knowledge of actual fucking building houses.
No. No. That's... No. You just get a license.
But for me to drive a car, I gotta go fucking sit in the goddamn DMV for hours.
Mm-hmm.
Usually waiting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All the while you're sitting there listening to fucking conversations in another fucking language and shit.
You ever been to one of those fucking licensing places for business? I went there, dude. There was one other person. One other person. They were like, I was like 5 minutes, they were done, and I was up. And then I was 5 minutes, and I was done, and I was out. I was like, down the elevator.
With a fucking business license.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And I can get up to 7 businesses on this license.
No fucking background check, nothing.
Guys. Pouring of smoke. The dog's probably higher than podcast?
Yeah.
We're almost done.
Okay. Sorry.
But I totally just lost track of what we were talking about.
Business license.
Oh yeah, dude. So for me to get in the car, dude, and drive legally, I have to take a written test to prove my knowledge of laws.
Well, I mean,
I have to take a driving test to prove my physical ability.
There's a good reason behind that, though, just because of the safety concerns of driving a vehicle. There is that. So I understand that aspect of it.
I don't know.
But I'm just saying, if people knew how much easier it is to get a business license to make something happen, where you're not working for someone, you're working for yourself, you're making it happen because it's a land of opportunity, then, I mean, you can make it happen. That's it. If you put in the fucking blood, sweat, tears, like you said, if you have this idea and you make it happen, you can make it happen. It's so much easier to make it happen. You don't even need a driver's license to get a business license. That's the thing. That's how easy it is. You don't even need that shit.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And I personally believe that it has to do with the fucking revenue generated from fines to these people that don't know all the rules and the laws, but are able to get this business license and end up operating in some way illegally and not even knowing it. Because there is no fucking test.
Yeah, right? There's no...
There's nothing. You walk in there, you write your fucking name and your birthday and all this shit, the name of the business that you want, and pay a fucking fee.
Yeah. And they print it out for you. It's right there.
And
you
know, the reason why I bring up contractors... I'm a production plumber, dude. I work in brand new houses every day. And I see some hokey fucking shit sometimes, dude.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, you'd be amazed at what kind of things happen after an inspection.
Well,
because, you know, everything that happens, it has to be inspected. Right? So once they come and get their inspection and it gets signed off, that's that. They don't ever come and look at that part again.
Because why? It's already installed.
You know? And by the time final comes, everything's covered with drywall. So that shit that fucking happened after it was already inspected and passed once, you know?
Yeah.
Never gets seen.
Woo! That one made me sneeze. Should we end it?
Yep.